Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And these are the Wongs. Are they behind us? I hope they're behind us. There they are, back
Hi.
There. The Wongs. That's right, our favorite family. They're here. We're doing Meet the Wongs. And of course, this being the month of May, let's see, what are the Wongs doing this month? It's not
doing something for their mom.
It's the kid. That's right, the month of May. You
right.
should know this. That's why you know. It's Mother's Day.
Right, Mother's
right.
Day.
Okay,、mm-hmm. I'm not a mother, so I kind of forget these things. But I do have a mother. So
of
I should
course you do.
I should remember these things. That's right. What do your kids normally do for you on Mother's Day, or your husband, too? What are they? What's a...
Flower, cards,
cards,
something like that.
That's nice.、
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm really happy.
Good. Okay. Well, let's hope the Wongs do something equally nice for their mother、as it comes up close to Mother's Day.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's check out the article.
Meet the Wongs.Making Mom Smile on Mother's Day. Timmy, I need to talk about something important.
Can we talk later? I'm busy drawing. Yeah, wait until I'm done making my model.
Guys, we really need to come up with a plan for Mother's Day.
Why don't we cook dinner for her again?
Because it was terrible last year. We don't cook well.
Let's take Mom to her favorite restaurant. You're so dumb. We don't have any money. Then, why don't you come up with a better idea?
Calm down. I have an idea, and it won't cost us any money.Important. Chinese New Year is always an important time for the family. Chinese New Year is always an important time for the family. Model. Claire created a beautiful model.Of Taipei 101 for school. Claire created a beautiful model of Taipei 101 for school. Dumb. There are no such things as dumb questions, so don't be afraid to ask. There are no such things as dumb questions.So don't be afraid to ask. Cost. Tina wanted to buy that beautiful bag, but it cost too much. Tina wanted to buy that beautiful bag, but it cost too much.
Okay, so here we go. What's going on? Well, the kids are at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, that's a good place to hang out. You know, everyone likes to hang out in the kitchen at home. What are they doing at the kitchen table? Jimmy is drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy is using wood to make a model house.
Wow.
He's got some glue and little pieces of mm-hmm. wood to build a little house. And Paige, the sister, is painting. So they're being very creative. That's good to see.
That's good.
They're not playing video games or...
They all
picking their nose or doing something boring like that. They're
fighting.
Doing fighting, right? They're, you know, watching some silly TV show. They're being creative and artistic. That's wonderful. Paige says suddenly, Jimmy, I need to talk about something important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What could it be? If it's important, it must be something that really we have to pay attention to. It's something that you can't ignore. You can't, I don't want to do that. No, it's important. It's something you really need to focus on, pay attention to, and it will maybe even change your life if it's that important.
Right. 所以其实 important 就是重要的意思。Important. I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-T. Important.
Yeah, you're a very important person, Anna.
You too.
No, I'm not really.
Why not?
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, if I'm important,
you're important
to
your family, your kids, your husband. You're very important to them.
You're very important to your wife.
Yeah.
And your mom, too.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think if I disappeared for a few days, they wouldn't notice.
She would be very happy?
No, they just wouldn't notice. Where are you gone? And I'd say, yeah. And they go, really?
Oh, I practice the bass, you know.
Yeah, not really important. Anyways, that's okay. That's fine, not being important. But some things are important, like Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese New Year is always an important time for the family. Chinese New Year is always an important time for the family.
If you said Christmas?
Yeah, like Christmas, exactly. Yeah, if you said to your family, I'm not going to do Chinese New Year this year. You guys go without me. They'd be very sad and disappointed, right? Because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does Paige want to talk about that is so important? Well, Jimmy, he doesn't really care. He looks annoyed. Can we talk later? I'm busy drawing.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing important things here. This guy is about to shoot that guy with a laser gun or something. Timmy, the other brother, says, yeah, wait until I'm done making my model. Okay, so they're focused. They're paying attention to other things right now. They don't want to talk about these important things with their sister.
They just didn't know what's so important.
Right.
Anyways.
Yes.
Jimmy, Jimmy's busy drawing. Timmy's busy making the model.
A model. That's right. A model is a small copy of a bigger thing. It's something that people often make for fun. Maybe as a job, but mostly for fun. As a kid, I used to make little model airplanes. And you get this box, and it's got all the pieces in it.
Uh-huh.
It's got a piece of paper that says, number one, put this and this together.
Paper plane?
No, plastic. Yeah, with like glue and paint and all that kind of stuff. So that's a kind of model. Of course, people can have model trains. They can have little model cars. And, of course, now you can even get model robots and, you know, all sorts of things.
Did you enjoy making models?
I did, yeah. I wasn't very good at it.
Are you still doing it?
No, it takes too much space and time and stuff. But, yeah, it was fun to do as a kid. Yeah, I like to do it. As a kid.
I do it as an adult.
You do? You make models?
Yes.
Wow. I have friends who do it. It just looks, they're so much better now than I was. I look and go, I can't do that. That's too good.
Oh.
What do you like to make models of?
Anything. House or...
Houses? Okay.
I remember I made a Japanese, how to say that?
Sushi? Model sushi.
Japanese?
Sumo wrestler.
Dishes.
Pokemon.
On a small table.
Japanese dishes on a small table.
You went
to the toy store and found a box that said most boring model ever.
No, did you know the miniature art museum?
Yes.
In Taipei?
Oh, like a little doll museum.
Right.
Okay. Like that.
You have a lot of stuff.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can be very, very fun, and it's a great way to, it's a great hobby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great way to spend your free time making models.
Mm.
All right, well, let's look at our example sentence. Claire created a beautiful model of Taipei 101 for school. Claire created a beautiful model of Taipei 101 for school.
所以其实 model 就是模型的意思。那如果你很喜欢做模型啊，这个模型都是缩小比例的东西，它其实都算是袖珍品，是一种袖珍艺术。
All right, so this, they can keep drawing and making models. Paige really needs to say something important. So she's impatient. She doesn't want to wait any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, she says, we really need to come up with a plan for Mother's Day. They need to come up with a plan. To come up with something is to produce something, to have an idea if you're coming up with a plan, to give out a suggestion. Hey, let's come up with some suggestions for what to do for this weekend. Oh, let's go to the beach. Let's go to the park. Let's see a movie. Let's go shopping. Let's go to Hong Kong. Right? So we're coming up with things. We're thinking of things. We're inventing things. We're bringing forward some new things.
So if you want to come up with an idea, come up with a plan, come up with some suggestions, 那都是要想出 计划，想出一个什么办法，然后想出一些提议。Come up with something, 想出什么什么东西。
That's right. Well, they are going to come up with some plans or some ideas. Jimmy says, why don't we cook dinner for her again? Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Moms like it when you cook dinner for them. Gives them the night off, right? Paige says, well, because it was terrible last year. We don't cook well. Oh, that's right. They made dinner for Mom last year, and they almost, like, burned down the house. And they made terrible food that nobody wanted to eat. It was terrible. Something terrible is very, very bad. So don't do that unless you're a good cook. Don't make Mom eat your terrible cooking. That's not nice. Timmy says, let's take Mom to her favorite restaurant. That's a good idea, right?
But it'll be expensive.
Most people do that. It's true. It does cost money. And it's also sometimes hard to find a restaurant with an open table, right? Because they're already full, they're all busy. Jimmy has another idea of why that's not a good idea. He says, Timmy, you're so dumb. You're dumb. You're not smart. We don't have any money. Yes, if you're dumb, you're not smart. And they're kids. And
of
course, taking the whole family out for dinner will cost, you know, a few thousand dollars NT at least. So if you have no money, that's not a good plan. It's dumb. It's stupid. Something dumb, it's stupid. It shows you weren't thinking very much, that you weren't using your brain very much. It's the kind of thing I would say to myself when I leave my house, I get to the bus stop and I go, oh, I have no money. Where's my cell phone? Where's my MRT card? I have nothing. I'm so dumb. So dumb sometimes, especially in the morning. That's when I'm most dumb.
Dumb 就是很笨的意思，很愚蠢的意思。It's not nice to call someone
no,
dumb.
No, it's not really nice to call someone dumb or stupid. You know, I don't usually call people that as if I try, you know, could avoid it. But I call myself that sometimes because sometimes you are dumb. Sometimes other people are dumb too, you know. You don't have to be that way. As long as you turn your brain on, you'll be fine. For example, we could say for this word dumb, there are no such things as dumb questions, so don't be afraid to ask. There are no such things as dumb questions, so don't be afraid to ask.
有什么问题就问。不过这个字呢 dumb, D-U-M-B.Be dumb. Be 不发音。
No, you don't say dumb. It's just dumb.
Dumb.
Yeah. And dumb. Here's actually something people should know. In some parts of the world, like in England, they often use dumb for someone who can't speak. To say someone is deaf and dumb doesn't mean they're deaf, their ears don't work, and they're stupid. It means they can't hear and they can't speak.
They're deaf and dumb. This is very important. Because dumb, this word, except for dumb, it also has dumb, which means not able to speak. So don't think that this word only has dumb meaning. Usually, we would say, for example, this hearing impaired person, we would say he can't hear clearly. This is deaf. D-E-A-F. 那如果是这个身障人士呢，我们说他会用这个 dumb 这个字。
That's right. All right. Well, back to the story. Timmy doesn't like being called dumb. Nobody does. So he throws a piece of wood at Jimmy from his model. And he says, then why don't you come up with a better idea? So they're fighting now. Paige says, calm down. I have an idea and it won't cost us any money. And she smiles like, this is a good plan. If something costs you, it means you have to pay a certain amount. You know, so when you go to the store, you can't just take a bottle of water. You have to pay for it. How much? Well, if you look at it, it will cost you $20
or something.
Or $15. Mm-hmm. That's how much you have to pay. So if something costs you no money, that means it's free. You don't have to pay.
Right. 所以在这里的 cost 就是东西要花你多少钱的意思。那当然在英文当中这个花钱花时间的花它有三个不同的动词。那你先记好 cost 两个重点。第一个重点是东西 cost someone 多少钱，东西 cost 多少钱。第二个重点是 cost 这个动词呢，它不会变形哦，它的三态就是 cost, cost, cost.
That's right. For example, Tina wanted to buy that beautiful bag, but it cost too much. Tina wanted to buy that beautiful bag, but it cost too much. It was too expensive.
东西会花太多钱 It costs too much.
All right, well, we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to find out what Paige's great idea is. But for now, we're going to take a short break. So join us after that. All right. Well, it's going to be an interesting idea. It's great. Mom will really love it. They can all do it together, and it won't cost any money. What could that be?
Making a card?
That's boring. Mm. That could be. Could be.
Sing a song?
Sing a song. Go jogging. Hey, Mom, we're going to take you jogging for Mother's Day. Great. But it's free, right? Doesn't cost any money to go jogging. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Breathe? That costs no money, too.
We won't know the answer until tomorrow.
That's right. We should just become dumb. Stop talking right now. And we'll see you guys tomorrow, okay?
Step by step.
I need to talk about something important. I need to talk about something important.
Go ahead. I'm very curious to hear about this.
I need to talk about something important.
Sorry, I'm busy now. I'll get back to you later.
I need to talk about something important.
Go ahead. I'm very curious to hear about this.
I need to talk about something important.
Sorry, I'm busy now. I'll get back to you later.
When I met Eric, he swept me off my feet at first sight.
When I met Eric, he swept me off my feet at first sight.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。这个月我们继续介绍常用的英文俚语，而俚语中很常用到的元素就是身体部位 body parts。每天生活中我们会很自然地用到手、脚、眼睛、嘴巴等等，所以这些身体部位就常常被运用在生活英语或是俚语上啦。今天要介绍的俚语是 to sweep someone off one's feet。没错，这个俚语就是跟脚 feet 有关哦。首先我们来看 sweep 这个字，动词 sweep 除了扫地以外，还有像一阵风刮起、席卷某样东西的意思。想象一下，什么时候你会感觉到飘飘然，好像双脚不由自主的就离开地面了呢？通常是你感觉到非常兴奋的时候，整个人就好像飘起来一样。所以 to sweep someone off one's feet 这个片语就有使某人神魂颠倒的意思咯。我们来看一下今天的例句。 When I met Eric, he swept me off my feet at first sight. 意思是说，当我遇见 Eric 的时候，第一眼他就让我神魂颠倒了。哇哦， Eric 一定是非常的有魅力，所以让人 at first sight 看到第一眼就让人倾心。另外像是 fall in love at first sight 也是一见钟情的意思哦。最后让我们再复习一次今天的句子。 When I met Eric, he swept me off my feet at first sight.A-Plus 小聚会，我们下次见 ，Bye。
When I met Eric, he swept me off my feet at first sight.
When I met Eric, he swept me off my feet at first sight.
Meet the Wongs, making Mom smile.On Mother's Day.
Jimmy, Timmy, I need to talk about something important.
Can we talk later? I'm busy drawing.
Yeah, wait until I'm done making my model.
Guys, we really need to come up with a plan for Mother's Day.
Why don't we cook dinner for her again?
Because it was terrible last year. We don't cook well. Let's take Mom to her favorite restaurant.
You're so dumb. We don't have any money. Then, why don't you come up with a better idea?
Calm down. I have an idea, and it won't cost us any money.
Important. Important. Chinese New Year is always an important time for the family. Chinese New Year is always an important time for the family. Model. Model. Claire created a beautiful model of Taipei 101 for school. Claire created a beautiful model of Taipei 101 for school. Dumb. Dumb. There are no such things as dumb questions, so don't be afraid to ask. There are no such things as dumb questions, so don't be afraid to ask. Cost. Cost. Cost, cost, cost. Gina wanted to buy that beautiful bag, but it cost too much. Tina wanted to buy that beautiful bag, but it cost too much.